First up, let's get to JMI Wealth, and Andrew Kelleher's with us for a look at the money news, the inflation figures first of all. Good morning.
Yep, morning, Tim. Yeah, inflation, eh? We didn't get the 7 big figure that had been feared. It was only 6.9%, so thank heaven for small mercies, huh?
You sound like a salesman. A bargain, 6.9. Get it now while you can.
Absolute bargain. So 6.9% for year-on-year inflation. So despite not having the feared 7% big figure there, it was the largest number we've seen for an awful long time, since the 7.6% annual increase in the year to the June 1990 quarter. I think I did mention yesterday that given that how much had gone on in that first quarter, that it was quite likely that you would see a number outside of those market expectations. 1.8% increase for the quarter. We're used to seeing those sorts of numbers as the annual number. Look, imported inflation still running very high. We talked about this yesterday, about the difference between tradable and non-tradable inflation. Tradable inflation running at 8.5%. So that's all goods and services that are influenced by foreign markets. Petrol, the obvious culprit there, but you've also got things like imported veggies, second-hand cars. So the domestic or non-tradable inflation, it was up 6% in the year to the end of March, to the end of the March quarter. That's the highest we've seen since we started actually collecting the tradable, non-tradable numbers since 2000. So it's absolutely correct to say there's a strong element of global pressure in our inflation environment at the moment, but it's not the only thing. That imported inflation is 40% of the CPI basket, but 60% are the domestic pressures. Core inflation still well over the 1% to 3% range. The thing is, Tim, there's a couple of things we have to think about looking ahead as well. We haven't seen the impact of expected wage price inflation yet. Really, that's likely to intensify over the rest of this year. The result probably doesn't change expectations for what the next Reserve Bank move will be. We're still expecting them to have a 50 basis point move in May. It does highlight what we said yesterday, though, Tim, inflation is everywhere. Just looking ahead as well and just thinking forward, something that's what we call the base effect will start to come into play. So you saw a big move in the oil price in the quarter, but you probably won't see that again. At some point that does drop out. A bit of detail, so 1.8% for the quarter. Food prices added about 0.6% of that. Transport 0.4. Housing, though, about 0.5 of that 1.8. So the prices for the construction of new dwellings increased, get this number, 18% in the March quarter compared to the March quarter in 2021. So a massive increase in the cost of building. You've got to go back to 1985 to see the likes of that. Market reaction was relatively muted, really. Wholesale interest rates relatively unchanged. New Zealand dollar went up, then came back down again, and the share market sort of relatively unchanged on the day as well.
All right, Tesla, what a result.
Yeah, we mentioned this yesterday, reported their earnings after we spoke. Given Elon Musk's profile, there's always a lot of attention on the fortunes of Tesla, and of course Musk getting heavily involved with Twitter at the moment as well. But yeah, a big increase in their first quarter profit. Musk says they could boost production more than expected this year, as long as the sort of supply chain improves. They're expecting, he says, they could make as many as 1.5 million vehicles in 2022. Production in the big new Shanghai factory, that was obviously interrupted due to those COVID lockdowns there, but they're getting that ramped up again. But it is being affected by the availability of parts. They are all also costing more. And Musk did make the comment that if he looks at the price increases that they're seeing for the inputs into Tesla, he thinks when he looks at that, the official inflation figures are actually understating the real strength of inflation. Tesla, interesting now, one interesting part of this, they're now actually selling their own insurance product. So you buy your car off them and you insure it with them as well.
Yeah.
6% jump in the share price, back over $1,000, $1,038.
All right, quick blow through the numbers, please.
Sure. The Dow Jones is down 113 points. Powell has been speaking and said he's definitely going to, we're definitely going to see more interest rate increases around that 50 basis point, 35,049 for the Dow Jones. The S&P 500, 4420, it's down 38.87%. And the NASDAQ, 13,258, down 194 points or 1.45%. Overnight, the FTSE 100 fell 1.7627. The Nikkei was up 335, over 1%, 27553. Shanghai Composite down 71, 30.79 was the close there. The ASX 200 gained 24 points yesterday. closing at 7592. The NZX 50 lost 12 points, 0.1%, 11,954. Kiwi dollar against the US dollar, 0.6740, 0.9138 Aussie, 0.6209 euro, 0.5167 pounds, 86.34 Japanese yen. Gold up a little bit, $1,947.52, and Brent crude sort of behaving a little bit now, $107.48, up very small.
Very good. Take the weekend and Monday as well. Be back bright and early, of course, when Mike returns Tuesday morning. We expect you. Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth.